Thomas and Skumba in the morning podcast.
So Fadi, we had anonymous caller with her issues and was work related. Even named the guy, what's his name? Panikerk was giving her issues. Emsebenzini. You know, she's complaining, like, basically, you know, the favorite person the company loves but is useless at their job, and she's trying to report this person, but she doesn't know how to deal with this. So we helped out anonymously. You called, helped her out. Let's do it again this Monday morning. Whatever life challenges are facing you right now, whatever it is, be anonymous. Give us a call on 086-000-0959. And the Kai family will try and, maybe from their experiences, give you advice on how to deal with your problem. That's the only way we can deal with this, right, Skumba?
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, I'm going to give my advice. And sometimes people say, don't take advice, Gaskum. I say, take it. I say, I have the best advice in the country.
And that's what I'm saying. Wait to hear it, my friend.
It's good to say again, man. This is why we can't take your advice seriously. Why are you laughing?
I'm a jolly guy. I'm a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow.
Oh, now good jolly, man. From rude to jolly.
Thank you.
So whatever your issue is right now, we all go through different problems. It's called life, Joe. Whatever you're trying to deal with, maybe we can help you with our life experiences and give you advice. Anonymously, we understand. You call us though on 086-000-0959. We'll hear from you next. So let's help one another out. If you've got any sort of problem that you're going through, you need advice, you never know. Kai family could be going through exactly the same thing. I have been through the same thing, and they can give you advice. You can call, you can send a voice note, and there's a tweet that's come through, Kaya on 959, using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba. What are they saying, Skumba?
Okay, this is all about black text, Thomas. Sometimes you feel like guilty that support. So Anonymous says, my family is expecting too much from me. If I say no, I feel guilt. Right now, I'm in debt. Hi, gang man, like deep in debt. So my the advice that I need from you guys is, how do I say no to my parents, especially parents? How do I say no to my parents when they're asking me for things?
Because we are all going through the most at the moment.
Thomas,
and here's the thing, if it starts, like you start working and you keep paying for the family members, black tax, it's expected all the time.
But
even
why?
When we are going through a time like this, because you've started the pattern. Do we have that conversation saying, you know that I've also lost my job, ma. I can't be giving the same amount anymore.
Thomas, you know when it's month end and people have their plans around your money? Your little salary that you get from a pay car, from where you are, from a little salary that you get from that bank. Like, and there's about 7-8 people that are depending on that salary. How do you say no to them? You are the only source of income, Lendlin. How do I say no to my parents? Do I sit them down? Do I take out my payslip and say, Buffet, ngkhola 9,000 rand, man. Ngkhola 9,000. And the expenses are over 12,000. Right now, like, cinema minus 3,000 ngazi nye tola. Cosmetics. Because you went.
And also, Skumba, I think it's unfair for you as the breadwinner to now divulge how much you actually earn, because you're trying to explain to people in the family that you can't afford it anymore. Now you have to be telling them your salary. Like, that's a private thing. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. But I guess, how do you address the issue, especially with family, parents? Fam. We need the Kai family to help us out here. We need help here, Joe. Because we can all relate to this one.
Do you take out your salary advice and tell them what to call a marine? Or just say, Mama, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you, Thomas. I'm going to call you 400 to Patala society. I'm going to keep it 300 to Patala
school fees.
School fees, so I keep it 250. Yes, Moshari. Right now, we're living on tough times. Everyone needs to pay their policies. So basically, they need about 1,000 rand from Go on a monthly basis. That you don't have now. Do you say no to mama? Do you say no?
If you have to, how do you? We'll hit the roads in a second and find out how the roads are looking, but let's get to the calls quickly on 086-000-0959. Alfie.
What's happening, guys?
Good, how are you guys?
Very good, how are you?
Right. You know, I agree with Skumba, guys. You know, with me, it's an issue whereby I think it also became a blackmail on top of that, you know? I'll tell you one thing. I worked very hard for my money, my outing. I've been going through a divorce for the last 4 years. I'm paying lawyers 40 foot. I bought a Mercedes-Benz for myself. After buying a Mercedes-Benz for myself, excited. Went to the old lady, old lady, get a car, got a brand new car. You know what my mom said to me? Hey, it means which is a Mercedes-Benz a car. Imagine that. You understand? I am currently driving a Polo. I had to downgrade. All because I'm taking care of my family. I have a townhouse to pay. I've got two boys in private school. 4,300 rand each kid that I'm paying for. And on the other hand, I'm hustling on top of the job that I'm doing. That's forever. I'm not home every 2 days. I'm not home. And I have a townhouse to pay. I've got bills to pay. I need to live. I am daughter. I can't even get a girlfriend because I don't have.
How are you going to address it with the family then? That's the question.
I can't because it's not black text, Thomas. It's you are the light of the family. So when you come through, I've seen even with family functions are making uncle decisions. Because I'm the one who is working within the family. And I hate that so much because now I want to look at the eyes from uncles. Christmas lunches, they come through to my house with not even 100 rands. I buy from alcohol to a sheep, to salad, to everything. And as much as I want the whole family to be happy, I just can't. But there's just this thing, black textbook family things, I look. If you work on TV, you are worse. Because already you've got...
Yay, thank famous.
So...
Alfie, thanks for the call, fam. It's a real thing, right? Yeah. More calls are coming through on 086-000-0959. Voice notes as well. 063-6880-959. We're talking about basically owing the family. The tweet that came through, Kaya on 959 using hashtag Thomas and Skumba. Skumba, basically, what is Anonymous saying?
Anonymous saying, how do I say no to my family because they are expecting too much from me? Sometimes, there's too much on my shoulders, but every month, everyone is looking at me like, hey, how far, Agapelo?
086-000-0959. Here's Ivan. What's going on, Ivan?
On the streets, on the air.
What?
Okay, like me now, that's Kumba. Now we have too much. In things of issues, Sulu City, eating a day, Tambo, each way, Anton. So now, the simple thing is, at times, you understand? Now, how do you go to indaba ukuthi uthi awufuni? I believe ukuthi elayifini kumele uzibheke wena kuqala before kuba into ukuthi uattend amanye amazinga. Because if sizobheka indaba ukuthi black tax or in how why sibiza ne-black tax if singakhona ukuthi siyenze ibe white leyo tax leyo. So the simple thing yini uvele usho kahle mama or mzali angikhoni like this time. And then into do not overpromise ngani ngenxa ye-income yakho. Akube nento ukuthi uba naleyo sense of responsibility amongst everyone endlini than ukuthi kube into ukuthi ishaya wena kuphela, because if ishaya wena kuphela you being the breadwinner, if ungayibeka kanjalo at the end of the day uma ufa bazodependa kubani.
Thank you Ivan.
And it's not about our phone, our was
Anconi. I can't
Anconi. Jacob, what are you saying this morning?
Good are you, my guy? Shout about time. Let's keep it short, guys.
Hey, my friend, I'm on a similar situation. The time alarm in a shop to mama, traditionally in a Northern suit in Spain. If you marry a wife who would go on party before, you can't live with that woman in the first lady's house. So I'm on a situation, I have to build my mom a house before it. I've been building it for 5 years. And then it's cut as an asso, which are healing. I'm not looking for it. Now I'm not paying 3 years killer. This lantern kulumanga, it's very stressful. And if you won't understand this heat dip.
But Jacob, how do you say how are you telling Mama good mama? As much as you are in a hurry, Mina, I can't do my mind.
I think Mother English is a bit more, and she thinks I've got the money. That's the problem. She thinks I've got the money. And the worst part of what is for because I can't rent in English 3 anymore. So the minute I bought the house, they said, yeah, you should have finished the house. I have to sell my car and then get the smaller one. But still, I can't cut it.
So I'm hearing how many people are relating to the anonymous tweet that came through. And Jacob, and sadly, I can hear how much pressure you're under. I can hear it in your voice.
Sadly, we it's like we are afraid to tell our parents, hey, I can't, because the look on their faces.
That disappointment.
Hey, Thomas.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.